All right, so every Tuesday and Wednesday, we speak to Melusi from Everyday Zulu. He gives us a Zulu word that we can use in everyday life. But it's not just isiZulu.
It's easy Zulu.
Mm-hmm. So with that, we say, Sawubona Melusi.
Aibo, Melus, not Melusi.
Sawubona Melusi.
Zanibonani.
Wamakanjani.
Sho, prawam lapho. Hey, tara.
Showcase.
Oh, lantanga.
Sesi own.
Sesi own.
Babab Senja.
Showcase.
Showcase.
What word are we learning today, my man?
Today's one is a very useful one if you're a non-isiZulu speaker.
Oh,
because
okay.
It turns any word into isiZulu.
Oh.
So that one is ku.
Ku.
Ku. It's a prefix, okay. Right? Ku. So kumnandi, ku hot, ku cold. You know, so if you take an English word and you put a ku in front of it, it becomes an isiZulu word. So just like you guys, if you want to say it's cold, you say ku cold.
Yeah.
Cold becomes isiZulu.
Okay, Sky, use in a sentence.
Hey, Yazi, this week, eThekwini ku cold.
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
Kerry Miller?
Sky, ask me if I'm okay.
Kerry Miller, are you okay?
Ku right.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
I thought Kerry was going to go with
ku right.
Cuckoo.
You're not allowed to say.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, three times, please.
Yeah.
I mean, the most common one is ku rough.
Yeah, Guraf. Hey, Guraf.
Oh, that's good. How are you feeling this morning? Guraf.
That's Kerry Miller every Wednesday and Friday.
I've got one. What makes up Donald Trump's support base?
What?
Ku Klux Klan.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Darren, that after is so many thing. Episodes.
I got it.
You're horrible, bro.
No, come on. He nailed it.
In actual fact, if I'm going to be correct, like Zulu correct, I would have to say ku. Ku Klux Klan.
Ku Klux Klan.
Am I right, Melusi?
No, it would
Kudong.
Have to be Ama. Ama Ku Klux Klan.
Ama Kuka. Yeah. Ku Klux Klan. Okay, yeah, yeah. So it's...
No, but that joke was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect. I'm finally getting respect from Joe Brick.
Someone finds you funny, bro.
Kufani.
Kufani. I like that a lot.
What you said, Kufani.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, Melusi, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for bringing ku into our life.
Yeah, and also what's important, what I've noticed with non-isiZulu speakers, non-Nguni language speakers, is that the K to them sometimes sounds like a G.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah. So, because when we speak, we say gu.
Yes.
Right, Mosheng?
Yeah, Bobab.
Melusi, I've got a question. What happens if the word that you want to use the ku with or the gu with starts with a vowel? Because I know in Zulu a lot of the time you don't ever see two vowels together.
Yeah, but we're bastardizing it. So, ku okay.
Okay.
Go bad.
So like ku ambiguous.
Yeah, ku ambiguous, exactly.
Yeah. So basically, ku can make English Zunglish.
Zunglish,
yes.
Okay.
Basically. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
That is the one word. It's the catalyst of Zunglish.
Cool,
very cool. Yeah, thank cool, you. Cool. Thank you. I'm a Melusi.
God, Darren.
Thank you very much for having me, guys.